Quality Function Deployment, and the Bathtub Curve. Quality Function Deployment, QFD, is a focused methodology for carefully listening to the voice of the customer and effectively responding to the customer's needs and expectations. It is also used to mitigate risk by listening closely to customer requirements and translating them into plans to produce specific products. The House of Quality tool within QFD allows comparing the organization's product to competitors' products to help prioritize design improvements. Benefits of using QFD include the following. Capturing the voice of the customer, VOC, leads to products and services that give total customer satisfaction. Builds the knowledge base of the company. Using multidisciplinary teams, enforces teamwork, establishes common objectives, and facilitates consensus. Improving planning. Priorities are established correctly and resources are better employed. QFD can be applied to both products and services. QFD is a meta technique that uses many other techniques, such as root cause analysis, current and target conditions, implementation, follow-up plans. One example of a technique that can be used with QFD or on its own to assess current product offerings is the bathtub curve. Bathtub curve. It is difficult to estimate product failures, as failure occurrences can vary over time. Failures tend to occur in three phases and usually produce a curve that looks like a drawing of a bathtub. Early product failure. Failures occur early in the product's life, often due to defective parts or improper use. Note, in the model, this is often called the infant mortality phase. Normal life, failure rates typically are low, but do occur randomly. Wear out. Failure rates rise because of parts wear and aging. Exhibit 3-15 shows an example of a bathtub curve. Exhibit 3-15. Bathtub curve example. In the typical product failure situation, the failure rate starts high but drops quickly, since defective products or user errors in product use tend to be discovered or occur right after acquisition. The rate then grows slowly over time as the products age. Note that if the early product failure rate were put on the graph by itself, it would fall off to nothing quickly. If the wear-out rate were also on the graph by itself, it would start out low and grow over time. The bathtub curve is the combination of these two curves plus a certain amount of random failure that would be evenly distributed over time. This type of analysis could be done for a product using information on product returns plus other information, such as customer surveys or long-term product testing. Another example would be the failure rate of replaceable components in manufacturing equipment. Such an analysis could be done before and after some type of quality initiative to determine the improvement at various points in the product's or component's life cycle. The intent is to improve reliability.